Welcome to episode 68 of the Mayberry Devotional, entitled, Be Content with the Little Things. Today I'll be looking at episode 2 of season 3 of the Andy Griffith Show, Andy's Rich Girlfriend. I'll also be looking at scripture from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. In the beginning of today's episode, we see Barney, Thelma Lou, Andy, and Peggy leaving dinner and heading down by the lake to enjoy the evening. While at the lake, Andy and Peggy get out and decide to enjoy nature while Barney is hoping to spend some time in the back seat of the squad car with Thelma Lou. Andy goes to demonstrate to Peggy how he can talk to a hawk, and Thelma Lou gets out of the squad car to listen, much to Barney's dismay. After a quick talk to the hawk, everyone decides to wait in the water for a bit, until they figure out there's crawdads in the water, something Barney doesn't catch on to at first because, well, he's running a little bit behind everyone else. We see later on that evening that Andy walks Peggy to the door to finish their date for the night, and the next morning, Andy stops by Peggy's house and finds a nice sports car parked out front. We learn that it's Peggy's, that her dad, who happens to have a lot of money, has sent it to her. Back at the courthouse, we see Andy and Barney talking about Peggy, and Barney goes on to try to tell Andy that he's going to have to break up with Peggy because of, well, because of their social inequality. After all the talking and all the information that Barney gives to Andy, Andy affirms that, well, he's not going to quit seeing Peggy. And that evening, he decides to take Peggy to the Capitol to a fancy restaurant. That evening, while at dinner, it becomes obvious that Andy is not having a good time. The food that he served, escargot, well, it isn't too pleasing to the palate. That means he didn't eat the snails. There was some dancing going on in this fancy place, but it's one of those dances that you have to take lessons to learn. The next day at the courthouse, Barney starts in on Andy again and how Peggy is basically, well, too rich and fancy for Andy. When Peggy stops by the courthouse, Andy hides from Peggy, which is a trend we start to see over the next few days. Barney tries to get Andy to call it off with Peggy, but Andy's having a hard time with it. As he goes to leave the courthouse, Peggy enters in and we see it finally come to a head. Peggy calls out Andy for the fact that he's been avoiding her, and when she tries to make a date with him, he ends up trying to reschedule it. Peggy sees through Andy's story and, well, she pretty much well ends the relationship with a slam door to the face. As Andy tries to figure out things, he goes up to the lake where he finds Peggy there spending some time alone also. Peggy confronts Andy about his misconceptions about her and her wealthy upbringing, and you can tell that, well, she's hit the nail on the head, and Andy realizes it too. The epilogue shows Andy explaining how things worked out with Peggy, and Barney starts to give Andy some advice on dating. Barney starts in on how Andy needs to not tie himself down to one girl. Barney then explains how he had a date with Thelma Lou the night before, then proceeds to call Juanita down at the diner to make arrangements for a date for that night. While on the phone, Andy exclaims that he sees Thelma Lou coming. In a panic, Barney gets flustered, jumps up and down, and he drops the phone while he's trying to hang it up. When the door opens, we see that it's Aunt Bee that walks in. Andy tries to play it off as if he'd mistaken Aunt Bee for Thelma Lou, but Barney is able to see through Andy's scheme, and he walks away frustrated. So the scripture I want to look at today comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 8. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Paul is writing to Timothy about being content with what we have. Verse 7 of this chapter says, For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. It reminds me of the old saying, I came into the world with nothing, and I still have most of it with me. Paul continues to write how the rich are falling into temptation, and he continues into verse 10, saying it is the love of money is where the root of all evil is. It's not wrong to have money. Paul just says that it's wrong to love it. Now, let's look at a comparison to today's episode. A few minutes into the episode, we learn that Peggy's father is well-to-do. He owns a grain elevator company in Raleigh. It's after Barney learns of this that he starts planting ideas in Andy's head about how the rich people live and what rich people have compared to others. We learn that rich people are born with, well, silver spoons in their hands. They have nurses. They have bicycles that are all chrome. And, you know, their bikes, they have at least 6 red reflectors on them. And when they get older, they go to refinishing school. Andy doesn't take much stock in what Barney says until he goes out to eat with Peggy at a fancy restaurant, and he learns a little bit more about her upbringing. While Peggy might not have lived the exact same life that Barney describes, I think it's pretty safe to say that she might not have been born with a silver spoon, but you know that she had one to play with when she was younger. And I bet her bike was probably at least half chrome, and the reflectors on her bike, she probably had about 3 instead of 6. While Barney is pretty much well convinced Andy that he can never give Peggy the things that she wants, we see that Peggy really does seem to be content with what she has. She doesn't have the love of money that Paul writes about later. We see how much fun she has with Andy when they all went out to eat. We see how much fun she had just being outside by the lake with Andy. We see how much fun she had when Andy talks to a hawk. And the fun she has when they dip their feet into the water at the lake. You might say that Peggy really had all the opportunities to be like those things that Paul wrote about. She had the money, and she could have wanted for more and more, but she didn't. She was content with what she had. How content are we? At first, you might say, oh, I'm perfectly content with what I have. But are we really? Have you ever went out and upgraded your cell phone because, well, there's a new version of it? Have you ever went out and bought a 72-inch TV because the 55-inch TV looks too small? Have you ever bought a new vehicle because the one you have won't remote start from halfway across Walmart parking lot and turn on the seat heaters, the defroster, and the cup holder warmer? Have you ever went out and bought your favorite movies on DVD only to upgrade later to Blu-ray and then to upgrade again to 4K, then to upgrade again to 8K just to have to buy them all over again? Have you ever bought anything just because it says new and improved and the old model of what you have works just fine? Yeah, I haven't done any of those either. You know, I think we see where this is going. It seems like we're never content with what we have. The Bible tells us in different places how God provides for our needs, not necessarily our wants. Paul writes that if all we have is clothes and food, then we need to be content with that. You might say that Peggy had access to about anything that she could have imagined, but I think we see that she was content with what she had in her relationship with Andy. She was content with the non-material things. You might think you don't have a problem with this since you're not rich, but I'm sure if we look around, we're richer than many of the people that are around us. I think we can all take a lesson from Peggy and be content with the little things. If we start trying to be content with the little things in our life, I think we'll find it'll be a lot easier as we don't need as much as we thought. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Mayberry Devotional. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. I hope you'll join me next week as I'll be looking at Season 3, Episode 3, Andy and the New Mayor. And until then, thanks for listening.